Well, now to Detroit, where today the city's mayor, Mike Duggan, is meeting with the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department to keep residents' water from being shut off, at least for a couple more weeks. Detroit's policy is to give shut-off notices to people who are 60 days delinquent on their bills and owe more than $150. But that policy has drawn national outrage and has driven citizens into the streets to protest. Well, some people who live far from Detroit have stepped in to help with an initiative called the Detroit Water Project, which matches residents with outstanding bills to donors all around the country who want to pitch in. We're joined by Christy Tillman, who lives in Boston and co-founded the project with Tiffany Bell in Oakland, California. Christy, what inspired you to help?
Well, I've been following, and Tiffany and I have both been following, the problems in Detroit. And there have been a lot of fundraising efforts in order to help the water crisis, but we weren't really sure where our money was going. A lot of the crowdfunding sources, you have to kind of raise a fund, right? And that takes time and effort. And we wanted to really find a way to give people immediate relief. Both Tiffany and I, we've both like been and have had hard times and kind of understand what it means to make trade-offs, what it means to kind of just really need like just someone just come in and help. So that was the main impetus for us. And we both wanted to pay a bill. I tweeted about that earlier, and Tiffany tweeted about it, and I saw it. I was like, yes, me too, you know, I just want to pay a bill. And so we went to the Detroit website, the water website, and we figured out that all you need is an account number to enter, and that you could see the account information, and that you could make a payment. So she and I tested that on one of the first people that kind of gave us their information.
Well, when you say that you've been through hard times before, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I've had my own financial troubles just based in my own life. So I understand what it means to just need relief. And so that was kind of the empathy point that Tiffany and I both could understand what it means to just kind of help people immediately, no strings attached, and provide instant relief. We didn't want to do like a Kickstarter or GoFundMe where you raise a pot of money and it takes 30 or 60 days. We wanted to do it really quick.
And at last count, you have more than 4,000 donors and climbing.
Yeah, we're like 4,500 now.
Wow. And how did you manage to get the word out?
So we both started on Twitter. It was like a Thursday when she and I just kind of were talking about it, and then we had a website up that weekend. But it's basically been social media, Twitter, Facebook, and that's about it.
And if you've got all those people donating, is it matching up to the demand for help paying water bills in Detroit, or are there still a lot more people that need help?
So there are a lot more people that need help, and one of the things that we're really focusing on now is reaching those people. So we have some on-the-ground efforts going on. We're looking at partnerships with a couple organizations. Tiffany, who's an engineer, is actually writing algorithms right now to automate everything. Hmm. And so once it's all automated, we can really focus all of our attention into actually building relationships with community organizations to get more people. I mean, we have a lot of people that need help. Last time I looked this morning, we had about 500 people on the list asking for help. And those bills range, right? They range from like 150 all the way up into the thousands.
What's been the reaction from people in Detroit?
So we've I've talked to people who we've helped already. So once we pay off the account, we actually call the person and let them know. So I've spoken. We have a volunteer that's helping, but Tiffany and I both have done the first calls because we just wanted, you know, the emotional connection. So the woman I spoke to was literally in tears, and like she thanked me and text messaged me a couple times, continuing to thank me. Like, it was really very emotional response. Her bill was around $600, and we were able to get that done in a couple of days. So it's been really positive from people who've received help from us, from community organizations who have heard about us. So we're in the process of trying to work with some of those organizations to kind of double our efforts.
How long are you going to do this for?
So we have no plans to actually stop as long as there's a need and there are donors, especially once we get the algorithms going so that everything is automated. It'll be a lot easier to maintain. So we don't have an end date in mind. As long as there's donors and people who need help, we'll continue.
And how many people do you have working with you?
I want to say about 8 people are helping us. So we have people helping us match. We have people who are going to Facebook and targeting certain Facebook sites to put our website there. We have people who call the Detroit residents and let them know their bill is being paid. So we have a small army of people who have been instrumental. My friend Jonica Reed, she has Detroit connections, and she's been connecting us with people locally, like churches, to help us get our name there.
Now, you and your partner on this project, neither of you are in Detroit. Do you have any plans to go? Are you going to move there?
So we don't have any plans to move to Detroit. We do want to go eventually and soon. So we've actually been talking about that. It would be nice to meet some people face to face. We care about the people there. And personally, I just thought it was horrifying, the fact that a city in our country would need to call the United Nations for water. To me, that's a low point for us. And so we just really care about the people in Detroit. And we both believe that water is a human right issue. So we don't feel like we need to be from Detroit to have an impact.
Christy Tillman, one of the co-founders of the project to help people in Detroit who are having trouble paying their water bills, pay those bills. Christy, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.